Welcome to the webcast on this 18th day of July in the year 2021 on a Sunday morning. It's about 11:28 in Los Angeles. A few clouds hanging up. I took my meds late and my blood pressure is up a little bit. I can feel it. So I thought that I'd take my meds and relax, but I wanted to do a webcast at the same time in order to catch up with you. Let's take a look at the world that we're living in today. Man, look at Germany, huh? Look at that. Let's start off there with this world news, right? I was watching a newscast on the internet, on my computer, and Chancellor Merkel visited the flooded areas, and the newscaster said that in the German language there was not a word that could describe the suffering and the pillage and the destruction of the little beautiful towns built on the wonderful forest hillside of beauty. And when the tourists came into that town, that's how the town made its money. Beautiful, quaint buildings. I want to talk a little bit about the divine and the way that the divine handles that. When I think of Germany and a lot of the countries in Europe, and I have nothing against the peoples themselves, but the government that ran that.
It's like an image of a glass man. You can't really see him.
Oh, I'm
so we gonna roll with that.
Sorry, I didn't know that they were gonna do that on the end of that music. I'm sorry. There's some music playing in the background here in my studio. I think I better turn it down because I do want to have this discussion with you, and I don't want to be interfered with by the music. And the grandfathers and the great-grandfathers of the German people stood by and watched millions of people murdered all over Europe. Their homes were pillaged and everything. And in every nation, there is a seer, a prophet, someone that sees with the mindset of God, with God's eyes, so to say. I see all this flooding and everything you're talking about. Global warming, right? Global warming is causing all the fires in the western part of the country here in the United States, the floods in Europe, the chaos. And then again, this virus and popped up again. I got to wear my mask. I'm glad I didn't get rid of them, even though I've had both of the shots. It seems like we're living in a maze of contradictions. No, we're not. We're living in the world that has forgotten God. Oh, yeah, I'm going to say it. You have forgotten Jah. You've left him out of everything. I was listening to Merkel, the prime minister of Germany, and she said, this is all due to global warming. They will not acknowledge that there is a divine creator. And I am saying this. I live in Los Angeles. If a firestorm starts here and start burning down all of the houses in Los Angeles, mine will be one of the ones burnt down. I'm not talking as an elitist or as an exclusive individual that will not suffer the loss and the pain of what is before us. I am also not one of those positive thinkers that thinks away all negativity, hoping that that particular negativity will avoid me. No, this reporter said there was not a word that could describe the sorrow that the German people in that town is feeling for what happened. I immediately came up with the word, and I made it up, and I called it Gelassflucht. Now, you figure that, what that means. Well, that's not German, no. That's the word that you can use because when you leave God out of everything, oh, hear me now. It's all right, you can have your own personal views and beliefs. You can do that. And you can, you know what? You can hold tight to that. But when the catastrophe comes, when your house gets burned down in the forest, when the fire gets so hot that it melts the tires that you got on your cars that roll you down the street, when no air conditioner will help you. Hey, wait a minute. They said that they got a fire out west here that is larger than 3 San Franciscos. What? I've been to Frisco. What? It's what? And then one newscaster told me this morning how fast the fire thing is growing. It's burning up all of the fresh air resources. Now, let's address this global warming thing, because, you know, a lot of us want to say, well, I don't believe in global warming. Well, PJ, internet pastor, do you believe in the global warming? I don't know. People, I'm going to tell you, I don't know what's causing all this, but I do know this. I know who holds the future, because the future is in the hands of a mighty deity that created all of this that we're looking at. And I like the way there was a group of liberals said it. We have been given the job as caretakers of the planet. Well, we haven't taken care of her very well. And so quite naturally, since this planet was created by a divine mind, this didn't happen by chance. Just because I don't attend church anymore doesn't mean that I don't believe in a divine mind. I cannot define God clearer than that, than a mind so undefined and so indescribable that us petty human beings, when our houses get washed down the river, we can't figure the word to describe it. I didn't hear that kind of language when the tsunami hit Japan a few years ago. Those people just accepted the fact that this is my Father's world. This is God's world, not mine. You know, what we do is we draw these lines, these borders. Well, Canada starts here, the U.S. starts here, and then the third country, Mexico, starts here. Well, there are no lines with God. All that belongs to God. I'll give it to you in the language that I like to pronounce him as, Elohim Yahweh, Jehovah, that one, indescribable. I'm not talking about some picture of Moses on the Ten Commandments. I'm not talking about that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the Battle of Muhammad to take Algiers and all this. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the different forms of Buddha and all of that, because I have a flag that'll fly in my backyard that has all the religions of the world on it. Because every time you see a man bowing his knee and bowing his head and weeping and talking to a spirit in the spirit, that's Yahweh. And America refuses to do it. She constantly contradicts what she's been taught for the past 50 or 60 years about Yahweh. We used to be spiritually the most blessed. Did you know, listen, if there is a place on this planet where the practice of loving God is being manifested in the lives of the people at that particular province, that city, that little conclave with life would exist and would exist forevermore, and nothing would ever stop her from existing. But do you think that there is a place where they will acknowledge God? Yes, I think so. My place San Mario has been sending me pictures from Papua New Guinea. I mean, of people speaking their history to Mario that has never been spoken to anyone else, and it is being documented. I said to Mario when I cared for him since he was 20 years old till he left here to do his life's work, I said, son, what are you going to do? He said, old man, you just give me a place to stay and to eat and keep clean, and I'll be out of your hair sooner or later. He's out. And he's doing a work that God gave him to do, but when he stayed with me, one of the many men. You see, America has lost her way. She can get out of the hole that she's in if her citizens would start practicing the so-called Kunstflucht religion. I'll give it that. Since the Germans couldn't find a word for their horror, I cannot find a word for the horror of religious so-called Christians in this country who will not admit that they have turned their back on God 100%, and they have become, as Fred Price used to teach, little gods. Well, Fred Price is dead, and I'm still here mentioning his name in memory because I have been following God. And when Fred Price refused to come on the radio with me years ago, I would say, so you mean to tell me you can speak life and not die, right? Well, I'm still going, and Fred Price is dead. Who lied and who told the truth? Which God is God? Remember that scene in the Ten Commandments when Moses goes to Ramses? Oh, when Charlton Heston goes to Yul Brynner, because those were the two leading actors. And he goes to him and he says, my God said, let my people go. And what did Ramses say? Who's God? I don't know him. That's what Ramses said. I don't know him. That's what Europe has been saying, because they've closed their borders to the Africans that were driven out because of the constant heat waves and droughts and starvation. Look at America. She's closed her southern borders to the people that nursed this region and bred it nicely, closing up her bowels of compassion, sounding like Ramses. Whose God is God? Oh, people, let me tell you something. What's happening to America right now was prophesied to happen. I recall when I was behind the pulpit, I said, I think I'm going to buy me a used Lexus because I'm getting old and I need to appreciate some of the material aspects that God has left me. Did you know that some of those religious people thought that I was a sinful behaving man because I bought myself a used convertible Lexus? I think most of you are mad because I never call you up to take you riding with me. But now, how do I live? I don't let people that would disregard God, that would refuse to mention his name or to acknowledge him. And haven't I been saying that for the past 4 or 5 years on this web? If you go, just go down the scroll and listen to me years before. Now, here's a good assignment for you to do. Today is the 18th of July, 2021. Go back to the 18th of July, 2020. See what I'm saying. Then go back to 18th of July in 2019. And I think you can go all the way back as far as maybe 2007 or 2008. And you can hear what I said on the 18th of July, all those years on this one page long, exhausting website that I have built. If you're interested to see how things have changed, and I want to share this with you. 15 minutes into the webcast, and I cannot forget it. Yesterday, I had one of the visitations of my life. I had, and he had contacted me a number of days before. He came down and he asked me, "John, how are you?" And I said, "Hey, man, I'm doing fine. How are you?" And he says, "Can I come by and see you?" And I said, "Man, it's been years. I would be blessed if you came by to see me." Well, yesterday I'm setting up here in the Oasis, my greenhouse, and lo and behold, I see walking up my walkway, Chandler Haney. Now, if you listen to KKLA Radio 99.5 FM, you can still hear Chandler Haney's voice, that deep, beautiful radio voice, la-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da, working for KKLA and all the other radio stations. Chandler came by to see me. I met him as he was coming up the walkway. Chandler's great in his mind, but his body, his arthritis is chewing him up bit by bit. So I helped him in and he sat down and we started to talk about yesterday's, the years that had passed, the years in ministry when I used to come on the radio. And then the conversation got down to why a lot of people that used to hang with me don't hang with me. And I said, "Chan, the man, I'm glad you asked that because I hadn't heard from you and I thought that you had gotten on the side of the wagon with them." And what side of the wagon is that, my friends? Those of you that listen to me? Because I've had a few that I've called and they say, yeah, man, I'm coming by. They never come by. And it's the same reason why a lot of people won't speak to me. Now, let me, you know, piggyback off of that idea and share with you the idea that some people only follow you if you scratch them and where they're itching and take care of their itch. No. I start scratching my own itches and people discovered that they didn't like the way I scratched. It had nothing to do with the worship of God and of the scriptures because that has always remained intact with me. And let me share this with you. If I was telling Chandler, I said, "I don't know why these people won't contact me." I said, "We're supposed to be through the religion that we chose, right? To believe in. We chose to love, right? Like the giver of love. Who is the giver of love? We were slaves, raped and attacked by the Europeans and brought over here as chattel. And we just quite naturally moved toward what their religion was. Our religion, my religion, listen to me, my religion. I'm an African-American man. I'm a black man. Okay, Jesse Lee Peterson. I'm a black man. Jesse Lee Peterson is a clown of the universe. I listen to his show from time to time, and I'm not bescathing his name. I'm just saying that he's a clown. I had him on my radio show a number of years ago, and I appeared on his just one time. He won't play the last taped interview that we did. He has the tapes when I appeared on his show. And, you know, Jesse's always cutting down black men, especially those black men that call themselves pastors. Well, he tried to tear me down on his little live radio thing show that he got on West Pico Boulevard here in Los Angeles. See, I'm a native of Los Angeles, so I know what Jesse's doing. I don't watch him. I wouldn't call him an Uncle Tom. He's not exactly that. No, you got to find out who is benefiting Jesse Lee Peterson. It's part of his ego that has to be scratched. I have never, as a man, needed any other person to scratch my itch. I take care of that myself. Now, here is where the individual problems come in. A lot of people are itching all over, and they don't know how to take care of that. Well, Jehovah has a way of jumping in and causing you to look at the right things. On this planet, there has always been chaotic things happening. God will send a lightning bolt and start a fire in the forest and burn down all the forests as he wants to replenish his planet, Earth. Granted, we can measure the amount of filth that we put in our rivers, in our waters, and what we put in the food to grow up the cattle that we eat if we are carnivorous. Oh, I'm sorry. For those of you that don't know what connoisseurs of the carnivorous is, you can ask Google, and I'm sure that he or she, whatever you have it programmed to, will let you know what a carnivorous person is. Well, we as Americans used to eat prime rib, that steak that was so tender and tastes so good, but when you go to a fast food restaurant in America and what they give you is a hamburger, and when you eat it, you don't know what it is. If I could define what it tastes like, it tastes like wet wool. Last time I had a McDonald's burger, I said, this tastes like a wool sweater that I can bite into. Just think with me and think about you eating a Big Mac. A wool sweater that you can bite into and swallow. That's what a McDonald's. Now, I don't know what's in that. I refuse to eat it. Because whatever it is, I as a human being with an internal system will not put that poison in me. It happens every day. You hear about people that are suing these food companies because their stomachs, their insides have been destroyed by the things that they eat. I plan to have for lunch today a salad that I'm going to concoct myself, and I'm going to fill it with green, with good stuff that is good for my insides, because I am an animal of the planet and I do not eat carcasses. Well, I'll leave that alone. But Chandler came by, and Chandler asked me a barrage of questions because I did not have his permission to have this discussion about him. I would not mention to you anything that we discussed in my home yesterday. But I will say this. He is just as in a dilemma as I am. As to, you know what he said to me? He said, oh, my God, PJ. And I said, what, Chan? He said, you're the same man. I said, well, what did you think you were coming to see? I said, Chandler, the only thing that has happened is my hair has turned white. He said, you cut your goatee off, and he says, you look so, and you're walking around, and I said, yes. And I told him what I do to stay healthily, what I eat, okay, the kind of chemicals that I put in me to keep me alert. And I told him, I said, Jehovah has always equipped his seers to have a sound mind and to be sure of themselves instead of these trickery preachers that don't even know what they're talking about. And I've been looking at a lot of churches lately, and they're still doing the same old crap they've been doing for years. Tapping in on your psychological behavior and have you believing in something that is so utterly ridiculous. See, you wouldn't be falling out and foaming at the mouth and speaking in blabber blabber if you'd use your brain. And a lot of times you got to clear your head of all of the garbage that pollutes your particular way of thinking. Oh, what is America's problem? Let me tell you what America's problem is. America's problem is what a lot of people in the world's problem is. They are refusing to acknowledge God. Now, this I will promise you. When catastrophe come, I like the way Jesus put it. Jesus says, when it rains, it's going to rain on the just as well as the unjust. What the implication was in these words, and I believe that Jesus said it because it's in red in the Bible that I was raised on. Now, you can argue with me whether that was the Jesus of Palestine 2,000 years ago or whether that was written in ancient Egyptian anthology thousands of years before Jesus was born, so-called in Bethlehem. Whoever said that spoke a truism. When it rains on the just as well as the unjust. I'm standing out in front of our house. You don't believe in God the way that I believe in God. But when it rains, the rain's not just going to fall on me and build a shelter around him and not get him wet. When the earthquake comes, it's going to take down my house and your house. All right, so let's look at this situation that I'm putting you in. When the tsunami comes, it's going to wash away my block and your block. Yeah. Wait a minute. What have you done to the neighbors, to the friends that you grew up on that block with for years? What have you spoken about? What did you gossip about? Whose picture did you put on the internet in a questioning position? Whose life have you destroyed through your greed and your pride and your arrogance into prove that you were as another man was, and God never intended all of us men and women to have the same roles? God's going to question all that one day. And that's why you do not have a belief in God, because you will not have him question you. I remember I was looking at that flood thing the other day in Germany, and they said, this is the road that used to lead into the town. And then they showed another picture. The road was a river. And the people, they still haven't recovered all the bodies from their cars. See, God is a God of justice. And justice delayed is still justice. And what we need to do is to acknowledge God. Now, how do we do that? How do we acknowledge God in this godless age, in this generation where people try to tell you that there is no God? There is. There is. I was speaking to a man yesterday, 2 days ago. About 3 days ago. I think he's about 45 years old. And he, you know, men love to ask me questions. And I love to receive their questions, because when they ask me questions, I have to think deeply and give them the right answer. This is what he asked me. He said, do you ever think that you will find intimacy in a relationship again? What a marvelous question. What a marvelous question, because it caused me to think as to whether I ever experienced intimacy with anybody else, because that's what you do. In order to answer a question, you got to go back and look at all of the experiences that you've had with other people and see whether you experienced that intimacy with them. And I said, there is a certain intimacy that I'm looking for, and if I received it from someone, I would acknowledge that I did get that. And the man said, but have you found that? I said, no. No. Yeah, I was married 34 years to Andalusia. But were we intimate? Yes, we were intimate about the bills we had to pay, the life that we was living. We had to raise our daughters, and Lucy handled the money. I didn't mind, because money was nothing but it still is to me. It annoys me. But did we experience human, enjoyable intimacy that led me into ecstasy and beautiful feelings? No. None of that. None of that. in all the years that I was married to my wife, and I loved her with tremendous love, people. I never fooled with another woman. Why would I? Why would I waste my time? There was no need to look at another woman. Jah had given me the woman that would bear my children. There's no other woman greater than Andalusia Gerenin Dolomon Blanco Soledad Coleman. And I still honor her presence, her name. Always, that girl can cook, boy. Ooh, that girl can cook. But intimacy? I'd want to kiss her and hold her, and she just shoved me away. Don't touch me, John Coleman. That's all you think about. Yeah, I've always been a guy that wanted to touch you. That's how, and that's what that man was asking me. Have you found that in a relationship? And I said, no, because it doesn't exist. Because what people have done, they have negated God. And God is the author of that kind of intimacy. You see, I'm just moving around here in the studio. I love it. There's a beautiful breeze coming in from the west through my window here, and it is fresh air going into my lungs. And with the little sativa, it helps the old man. And it's like nature is connecting everything in me. And see, worship is taking place because I'm loving. And the music in the background and everything, people. Let's get back to Chandler, because Chandler says, and John, you look well. Well, yes. It's a beautiful weekend. I have food in the refrigerator. And I have refreshments here in the home. I looked in my refrigerator this Sunday morning. There's food in it. There's enough food to keep me eating with the frozen vegetables, with the potatoes that I have in the fridge, and the onions. And I think I have at least 2 weeks worth of grub in my refrigerator that will not spoil. I'm not thinking about going to the store. Now, what if everybody in America felt that way? And then we looked at all those people south of the border that has nowhere to go, nowhere to live, got all them children. And we said, let them people in here. Let's feed them. What? Bring them people in here from Venezuela until their leaders get their government in order. Bring them in. What are you saying, John? How about our Haitian brothers? They in chaos down there running around. Find out who killed their president and kill him. Because Jah say, if you kill a man, then by man you shall be killed. And that's old knowledge. All knowledge passed down to all people. The liberals can't fight with that. No, the liberals can't fight with that, because Jah's justice will be had. But you see, when a nation refuses to acknowledge God, then God has to speak through nature the consequences of the lack of that acknowledgement. I was talking with Chandler about stuff like that yesterday, and he said, your mind is still sharp. I said, well, of course. You know, and I'm always having other men around me. And there was another man here. And Chandler said, this man reminds me of a cousin of mine. Chandler acknowledged, John, you doing? I said, Chandler, I'm doing what I said I was going to do when I was behind that pulpit. And I'm tired of playing with people, that says that there's something, but they're nothing. See, if you're using your religion as a cloak of unrighteousness, Jesus used that term too. He said, if you're using it as a cloak of unrighteousness, then justice is coming back at you in one form or the other. It's coming back. What a wonderful day in Los Angeles. Well, I guess I've spoken enough. Thank you, Chandler, if you're listening to this. As a matter of fact, I was asking Chandler, would he do a webcast for me? But then after thinking about it, I said, nah, because, see, the webcast that I would do with one of my dear old friends would bring maybe some harsh memories to others that are still alive. And in keeping with the faith of our fathers, are in pure religion, as a true sage or a sayer would imply, you never live to badmouth anyone, lest you give him a forum or an opportunity to speak for his own self. That's why I really appreciate Chandler coming by, because there was a young man here in my home, and he met Chandler for the first time. And he said, that was cool, old man. That was cool that he came by to see you after all these years. Yeah. I said, right. Because first question I asked him is, where have you been? Why did you stop coming? And then one of the things that proceeded out of his mouth was the lies that those people told on you. It took me years to go through that. I said, yeah, but you believed it. Why did you believe those lies? I told you when I was on the radio that they were going to do that to me. The last day that I was on KKLA, and because there was a storm of men downstairs trying to hijack the radio program, and I heard about it, men that I had trained, they were going to do a coup takeover, and I told the people on the radio, this is probably the last time you hear me on this station, because it has come to an end, to a close, and I don't believe in fighting for anything. See, God didn't call me to fight for a right to say anything. He just told me to say what he told me to say. See, and I've been obedient to saying what he told me to say. And so what has he done for my life? Oh, praise God. He's added years and health onto me. I don't use that as a come on like a word faith cure all. I find myself doing what God told me to do, and I live a full life as I'm doing it. I am not hurting anyone, talking about anyone, scathing anyone, indulging in anything that would cause anyone that would indulge in it with me to question, because as a human being, I know myself. Here's an inevitable question for you that, listen, do you know you? See, because if you don't know who you are, and this is a big problem with Christianity. Christianity always has to have the scapegoat to judge. If you know the law of the scapegoat, it was in Judaism. Let me see if I can remember it. It was during the time of the Passover when everybody had to bring a sacrifice for their family, either a turtle dove, a pigeon, a cow, or whatever, goat, or whatever it was. And what would happen is you would bring this goat to the priest, and you'd have your whole family standing there at the altar, okay, on the high holy days. And the priest would cut the animal's throat and the blood would run down it. And the priest would say his magic words to take away the curses that may come to the family, and so that the nomadic family will live a peaceful life as they ran through the nomadic desert. Well, that's called the scapegoat. The goat had to give up his life. And the dying of that goat and the shedding of that goat's blood would give peace for that family. In Judaism, the scapegoat. Now, do you see how they've taken that and used it in Christianity? Because Chandler asked me yesterday, did I still believe in Jesus? And I said, not the way that Christianity puts it, no. Because he said, do you believe that Jesus died for your sins? I said, I believe that what Jesus said is that I am to live towards God, and so that I would not be living in sin. See? It's the way you look at what Jesus did for you. Wait a minute, I'm going to prove it. Let me grab my Bible.
Oh, yes. Okay. This is good. Okay, I got it.
I'm going to the red letter. Any red letter. I'm just going to start reading any red letter. Here it is. All right. I turn to Luke, and I'm looking at chapter 24, and I'm going to read something to you.
Oh.
I'm just putting a little bit more light on the subject because my eyesight is all right. I am reading Luke chapter 24, and I'm starting at verse 36. And while they were telling these things, he himself stood in their midst. In other words, the disciples were talking about what happened to Jesus, and Jesus appeared in their midst. But they were startled and frightened and thought that they had, that they were seeing a spirit. And he said unto them, why are you troubled? And why does doubt arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see me. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. Now, do I believe in Jesus? Yes. And I believe that he's a real human person that said this. Now, do I believe that he died for my sins? If God used him as a scapegoat, as an atonement for me, for my sins, thank God for that. But I'm not planning on sinning, and I don't need to reconfess every time I do something or every time I may miss the mark. No. I'm educated enough to know how to live. And in living that way, there are benefits to living that way. Okay, enough of my chatter. Thank you for coming to my website today. And like I was saying before I almost ended, thank you, Chandler Haney, for stopping by to visit me. And this is the 18th of July, 2021. Oh, I get my new front entry door next week. You know I'm excited about that. We'll talk about that later. Take care.